Welcome back to another episode of Kevin's English Room Podcast.
Hello.
So in the last episode, we were talking about the biggest difference between me and you.
Yeah.
And I'm more of a capitalism kind of guy. You're more of an experience first. You're more of a, you want to acquire the knowledge of what the fundamental goodness of a certain item is, right? And you're gonna further elaborate on that, right?
Yeah, like let's talk about learning, studying.
Okay.
Okay. If you learn something, I'm not sure.
Okay.
But if first you will have some certain goal.
Yes.
To learn. Like maybe shikaku or maybe daigaku gokaku or anything like goal. And your way is to get that goal, what would be the fastest and the less costing way?
Okay.
You know, you need to, what you want to do is learn what you really need to do. Only those, the necessary things and get the fastest and reach the goal as fast as you can.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great thing. And that's what everybody want to do. Like TOEIC で950点取るために study all those, you know, that's a very like great way to learn. But maybe when I learn, I don't have any goal, but start learning and I will find some goals later on.
Okay.
Do you see what I mean?
Okay.
I
you love the learning itself. You love the, you enjoy the, you learn for the sake of learning.
Yeah, true. And also, I don't have any goal from the beginning. And I never know how long that journey will be and how many money I have to pay for that. So that's kind of my style, which is very inefficient, very bad ROI, if you want to say, use this word.
It's a hobby.
Yeah, it's a hobby, yeah.
Right.
To getting, yeah. And I think that's the only way that changes me inside. Because I'm not setting that goal when I start learning, but like 3 years later, I found the goal. That means you changed. Now you can set a goal and you found some differences. So I guess there's a, you know, very like different perspective to the world. Yeah.
I acquire knowledge to use it as a tool to get something else, to accomplish something, while you acquire knowledge because it's fun. It's a hobby of yours.
That's the, your learning way is like capitalism learning way.
Right.
You pay less, get more. That's the best.
True.
But mine is pay whatever and get, never know. And that's what I like.
So, for example, if it's like accounting, right?
Accounting?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you're studying about accounting, and then, for example, I need to know accounting because I have kakutei shinkoku, right? So I'll just choose the topics that are necessary just for the kakutei shinkoku, right? Well, whereas when you were to, if you were to learn accounting, you would like maybe start understanding why this was created.
Maybe
you start looking into like, what, how would you approach that?
Well, actually, I'm not 100% those hobby guy. So I do understand your style. So if you really need to kakutei shinkoku by tomorrow, then I will be like,
Of course.
Take all the necessary things. That's I right. try to your style. Mm-hmm. But
that's not in the hobby mode, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you're talking about the hobby mode, there's no goal, first of all. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to learn accounting. Mm-hmm. It's just try to start reading book of mm-hmm. accounting.
Right, right, but, right.
Yeah.
And then see what hooks you get.
Yeah, yeah.
See what catches your attention.
Yes, yes, uh-huh. yes, yes, yes. And for me, that style mm-hmm. is, you know, leads to the coffee story, actually. Mm-hmm. That's the whole same story for me. Mm. And I guess that same to you, maybe. Mm-hmm. Because you don't want to waste your money and time to know the depths of French cuisine world.
Yeah.
But prefer pay less and get better satisfaction.
Yeah.
By True. Going to Caesarea, maybe.
True.
Yeah.
True.
So, well, those, mm-hmm. those.
Yeah, I get it. So is it exciting for you to go into a bookstore, choose yeah. a very random book, just, you don't know which section you're in. Uh-huh. You just pick a random book and just start reading it.
Yeah.
You like it. That?
Yeah.
You like to, oh, okay. That's, yeah. I thought so. Like with that, like you start diving into new, uh-huh. you don't, it doesn't matter what topic it is for you.
Yeah. It but doesn't matter.
Do you have any well, I'm yeah. not interested in that topic, or for example, like women's fashion or something uh-huh. like that.
Of course, I have some certain interesting topic to me uh-huh. and less interesting topic to me. So like woman fashion is not that interesting compared uh-huh. to man fashion to
yeah,
me,
yeah.
of course.
Right, right.
But still.
Still, it's wide.
Yes.
Your
yes.
interest is very still open to a lot of things.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, I'm not sure if I could express my whole long, very mm-hmm. long, mm-hmm. three episode story mm-hmm. Enough in English, but
yeah.
that's what I recently found about you and me, actually. That's
yeah.
the biggest difference between me and you. Mm-hmm. So.
Right. Recently,
yeah.
I like this YouTube channel by Oriraji no
okay.
Nakata-san.
Okay.
Achan. Yeah, Achan. Yeah, mm-hmm. He has this YouTube channel. Mm. It's an educational channel. Mm. What he does is he reads lots of books. Mm. And he...
Yeah, I know that.
Oh, you know that?
He write all the...
Yeah, the whiteboard.
Yeah, 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 right. yeah.
I love that channel uh-huh. recently because I can't read books. Mm-hmm. And what he does is he just writes the gist of it. He summarizes the book for you.
Uh-huh.
So that's such a positive ROI.
Yeah.
You know? In that 15 minutes, uh-huh. I could get the gist of the book.
Yeah.
Whereas if I actually read the whole thing, uh-huh. it would probably take me a week. Uh-huh. So it's just such an effective way.
Yeah, that's nice.
Right. So I think that approach is very capitalism, like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
very like uh-huh. ROI based, you know. Uh-huh. The reason why I like the channel is right because I also love acquiring knowledge. I do enjoy learning about the history and things and the current status of the world or things of that nature. Uh-huh. But it's another thing, another huge reason I love the channel is because it has a positive ROI. If mm. I look if I look at and acquire knowledge,
yeah, 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 yeah.
So.
And yeah. I guess it's popular, right? So many people watching that channel.
Right. I am a Miha, but I'm not because of the, I don't think the yeah. Miha part of me is there. The reason why I like the Achan channel.
Yeah. Because that's popular. That means everyone get attracted by that channel because mm-hmm. positive ROI.
Yeah.
And, efficiency.
Uh huh.
That's necessary if you want to be popular in this true. Modern society.
True, true, yeah.
So your way mm-hmm. is completely the best approach in this mm-hmm. in this modern world.
Mm-hmm.
So that's nice.
Yeah. yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that was our big difference.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but I'm thinking that I need to improve my English because
mm-hmm.
what I want to explain is a little different from that,
the nuance is a little different.
But anyways, I guess I could share a little bit with you.
Yeah.
And we could discuss about that. So
right.
I could go deeper.
Uh-huh.
But
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for listening, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.